What's going on, world? This is your girl Tahiri, and we're back at this big age with my partner in crime.
Yeah. What's up? Danae being here.
What's going on, girl?
Sitting beside my lovely friend.
The partner in crime, Tahiri.
Yeah, my cozy. Hey, shit, chilling. How you feeling today?
I'm feeling well. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling better.
Good. I love that. I love that for us. Yes, I love when the vibes is right. What we doing today? What we chatting about? What we doing at this big age?
Mm-hmm. Your childhood celebrity crush offers you a one-night stand. What would you do at this big age?
I'm a ride like a rude you. Me and Curtis about to go crazy.
For real?
I love Curtis Jackson.
So you would just take him up on that offer?
Mm-hmm.
One night stand, one night only.
Once, because I might change his mind.
Oh, I didn't even think that far.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, damn, celebrity crush. I'm already I have a little crush and have the butterflies and I'm kind of nervous. And is he going to like me or not? Because, you know, when you have a crush on somebody.
I'm going in with big, big, big expectations. Because the one night is going to turn into the marriage. I'm going all the way.
He just offered you one night only.
Kids and everything. Oh, and the one night he's going to fall in love.
Women.
The eyes.
Delusion.
That'd be the dream.
Because the men will tell you, you have one night only. And she's talking about, well, my dress is white and we're living in... And we have kids already, everything.
We already, that in my mind.
Okay.
I just need you to show up.
All right.
And you're here. So let's go.
Shit, I would probably take the one night stand as well. Yes. And I'll just, shave and get ready and throw on some sexy shit and make it. Yeah, why not, right?
What kind of shit? Because I was going to. Okay.
Lingerie? Lingerie?
I'm on lingerie.
But no, seriously, if my celebrity crush, I don't have one currently.
But as a child, you had one.
As a child?
Who was it?
Let me see, who was it back then? Menudo? I don't know. I was, I'm Dominican, so I don't know if you know Menudo. Ricky Martin.
Ricky?
Ricky. I used to have the biggest crush on Ricky.
Mr. Martin. I can't see it. Tahiri Martin.
You are crazy. It's a one-night stand.
We going to be the best man in the maid of honor. Matron of honor. Curtis Jackson.
That's it? Not anybody else?
And Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan.
Allen Iverson.
And that was the first time.
I could keep going.
That was the first time I ever had.
Everybody loves
froze Michael. Up. I saw him in real life. Ooh, and he was so big.
I have a picture with him.
I saw you so big. And I was so small. I didn't say anything. No, this is real life. We were at Oprah's series finale show and everyone's there. I'm performing and he's walking in the hallway and it was the first time I was starstruck.
Okay.
Ever in my life. I saw, oh my God. All those things I was saying was in my head. I didn't even say hello.
You didn't say hello?
Mm-mm, I couldn't talk. I was frozen in real life.
I saw him and I was like, can I have a picture? He's like, sure.
I wish, but I'm not. I was not that cool.
I took my picture.
That's really nice.
But I took my picture. It was like an all-star weekend, girl. He was smoking a cigar. He was chilling. Guys was like, don't bother him. He's really not going to talk. And I was like, watch this. Hey, he was like, sure.
Everybody was like, gagged.
Yeah, everybody gagged. But he was a crush as well. But Allen Iverson, Tupac, I like, them bad boys when I was younger.
I think that was it for me, just the two.
Yeah.
Maybe LL Cool J for a little bit.
He was kind of cute. He was kind of cute.
With
shy.
The leg, pant leg rolled up.
With the way he licks his lips.
Oh, that was the one for me. I was like, woo!
What song is that?
Don't pull it a cupcake!
I cannot.
I've been here for years. Man. It was that opening note. I knew it was him singing, even if it wasn't. I could just hear him singing that to me.
Talking about hip hop, it's the 50th year.
50th year.
Happy birthday to hip hop.
Happy birthday to you.
Stick to dancing.
And many more.
So let's talk music.
What we doing? Where we at? What you been up to lately?
I went to the concert.
You went to the concert?
At Yankee Stadium.
Oh my God.
In the Bronx.
I had the biggest, biggest, biggest case of FOMO, and I barely ever get FOMO.
I had a great time. You name it. It's like your whole childhood flashes.
Who was your favorite person that performed?
I was really going crazy for Remy, for all my ladies, for Little Kim. I really loved to see Trina on stage. I was in and out backstage, and I didn't want to miss their set. Like, it was Lola Brooks, so it was kind of like the ill women that paved the way, and then, you know, just, you know, just then Lola rolling right in, you know, the new at this, you know.
I love that.
Women are taking over the world of hip hop. So I really was excited to see the girls, the women perform.
The clips were crazy. Yankee Stadium was really on
it
tilt.
It was on tilt.
And it was
sold out.
Oh, my God. It looked like such a blast. I really love Remy's swag when she was. Said, okay, my girl came out. You know, Remy was my first job ever in life. Yeah. Mm-hmm. At 17, she gave me my first opportunity for the Whatever video. Love her. Shout out to Remy.
Fat Joe was pretty awesome. Lauryn Hill.
Is that the. He didn't have on a shirt.
Yes.
And he brought out Ashanti.
Yes.
I thought that was fab too.
Yes.
He was chilling.
Yes.
Had him going.
I saw him walking out without the shirt on. His outfit was fire.
And he brought out Crazy Legs.
Yes.
The break dancer.
Yes. Everything was amazing.
I said, that's...
You missed a really good one.
I really did. I was really actually devastated.
Nas, Method Man. We could go back to, you know, Rick the Ruler. Like, you know, we're going back to, like, barbecues and...
Block parties.
So it was
fire hydrants open.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking amazing to watch. Just 50 years. Like, I mean, there were rappers from back in the day coming out with like their canes and stuff. Cause, you know, I mean, they're older now and everybody's like, what the hell? And I'm like, but this is 50 years of hip hop.
But they're still rocking.
They're rocking.
Like, the songs still go crazy. The energy is going up.
And of course, I'm Dominican and I listen to a lot of Dominican back in the day. So, watching the older, you know, artists and the ones that like really, a lot of their songs get sampled now. Some of these songs, I didn't know who sung them and what they even looked like. So listening to these songs, I'd be in the back like, oh, I gotta go back out there. Like, it was just amazing to watch history.
I love that. Did you close your eyes and it took you back to where you first heard the song?
Absolutely.
Could you smell the food that was cooking? Do you remember what you had on? Like, what you were doing?
Probably drinking Hennessy on a beach chair.
That's really nice. Lock. For a lot of the first time you heard those songs? No.
Remember, I grew up Latin parents. It was a lot of Merengue playing in my house.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until a little later where, you know, I was introduced to hip hop.
Happy.
But everything in my house was salsa, merengue, bachata.
Come on.
And then, you know, stepping out, being on a block on a stoop, chilling with the guys, you know, my father driving his little convertible drop top Benz coming through with some type of hip hop and Cool J and all that type of stuff. Then that's where I was introduced to hip hop.
I love that. The block. Shout out to the block.
Shout out to 137th Street.
And what?
Between Broadway and Riverside.
Gia. Love that.
So you was on stage.
Recently. Yeah. Yes, we did Meg's performance out. Outlands Festival or something like that. Wow. In San Fran. She killed it. Her energy is, I don't know how she keeps pushing, but she's just so positive and she always just wants to shed light. So... it's always great working with her.
Talking about hip hop, your dream, let's say you had an opportunity to dance with someone you haven't danced for before on stage, who would that be?
Ooh.
Let's talk hip hop.
Curtis Jackson.
Oh my God, I'm not talking about dance on him. I'm talking about.
No, on stage, his music.
He's
like
your crush.
High school. No, even beyond that, like his music. 9th and 10th grade, okay. Get Rich or Die Trying.
Yes.
The guys in the G-Unit wife beaters that were shaped like bulletproof vests.
Well, I went to see him.
But thin as hell. Loved it. I mean, that music just,
as well. He's amazing.
I'm sad. I was supposed to be on that.
You were supposed to be on that tour.
Yes.
So you wanted to dance for 50. 50.
I did, but this is the last lap. So,
Who knows?
I mean, they always pop out, but this is
awesome
going to be the tour.
It was an awesome show. I also went, you was away, so you missed everything.
But
it was great. I was happy to see 50 do it. He's 48 years old. He's in the best shape ever. He is looking great. He barely took breaks on stage. He brought out Fat Joe. He brought out Jada. It's just, it's so great for hip hop to watch it on stage all come together. Mm-hmm. And all these years later, sold out crowds. Like, he has over 90 dates.
That's why this was going to be the tour to be on.
Yeah, you should have been on
those
that
girls
tour.
Are going everywhere. Like, they're going everywhere.
Yeah, I know. I seen that. I was trying to figure out what show I wanted to attend. But it's amazing.
I love the influence hip hop has on, like, so many of the other genres of music. I went to see Taylor Swift.
Did you? How was that?
The show was really good. Really? I didn't know not one song, but
I might be the only person that's never seen Taylor.
She was incredible. And just like her influence, like the way she was performing, she had all this swag. She's performing, she's moving, but she had swag of like a hip hopper. And that blew my mind. Shout out to the Swifties. That's where I got these little bracelets. They have to give out friendship bracelets. Like, everyone wears tons of bracelets, and you exchange them, like, throughout the show.
Look,
it's really cool.
Excitement. No, I haven't seen Taylor. But I'm like...
But it was... She was really cool. Like, she had swag.
Who wanted to see Taylor?
One of my friends was opening up for her.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yes.
Because I'm like, wait a minute, because I know your son didn't want to go see Taylor.
Yeah. She... My friend Owen, super-duper rock star. He used to dance for her, but now he's... an artist, and he opened up for her. So I really went to see him, but we stayed to watch her because they were raving about it. But when I saw her perform, I'm like, it felt like if I would have had earplugs and I would have been looking at a hip-hop artist.
Really?
And shiny costume.
Well, I haven't seen Taylor. I don't think, I mean, I've heard great things, and I've heard her tour is always sold out. Not sure if I'm interested, although I like some of her songs.
Yeah, I didn't know any of them, but I was really impressed.
I've yet to see Beyonce. I haven't seen Drake. They were all here.
SZA,
amazing.
Love SZA. Does she still have that boat on stage?
Yes, and I love the boat. I mean, that was one of my highlights.
Okay.
Watching it. I was like, really?
SZA. I love props. So.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. But I haven't seen Drake and Beyonce. Have you? Well, you danced.
I've danced for Bey for 10 years.
Okay.
2011 to 2021.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, she's incredible, always constantly reinventing herself. And I think when I started with her, it was kind of like the shift of like getting into like the more swaggy, like it was the Beyonce album and all of that. Right. So it was a little more like hip hoppy, like if you will. And I saw Drake too. I saw Drake 2018. I think it was Drake and the Migos.
Yeah, I kind of missed them this time around. And I haven't seen Beyonce, but 50 killed it. The concert in Yankee Stadium murdered it. That Nas supposedly put it together, and it was just amazing. And I heard he said on stage that he might want to do this next year again. Instead of it just being celebrating 50 years of hip-hop, let's do, you know, the 51. So, like, have it every year.
Celebrating, yeah.
But it was a great show. It was great vibes. Not one fight. Sold out concert. And it was over at 2 a.m.
Wow.
It started at 4.
Damn.
All the way to 2 a.m. we were rocking. It was pretty
And it
pretty
was on
historic.
Schedule or they were like delayed?
Nah, they were a little delayed. There was
okay,
some delays,
so I have
yeah.
to say, you know, that stigma of hip-hoppers coming on
late.
There were
some delays, but everything was flowing beautifully back there and on stage. So. Great experience for me. All right, so Danae, what kind of music did you grow up on? Like, what was playing in your house when you was a child?
So my dad is Caribbean, so I grew up on a lot of soca, a lot of calypso, but he was also a rapper, so they were always like outside battle rapping, like on the corner, yes, like just spitting, like see a cardboard box on the floor, all right, rap about this cardboard box. So they were like super duper, like it was just all of the stuff. And then my grandma, super religious, so it was nothing but gospel over there. Sunday, Saturday morning cleanings with gospel. Then my mom was like R&B. So I don't think we were like super, super like a big old melting pot of things to hear.
Well, my household, Fridays and Saturdays. Well, Fridays, you know, we're out of school, so we play outside. But Saturdays, we had to wake up every morning, every Saturday to clean the bathroom. Like that's when we did the chores in the kitchen. So my mom always had like Ana Gabriel playing in the background or Fernandito Villalona. Like, you know, like that's like our Jing.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
There we go.
Or like our Beatle or something like that. Like he's like the man for merengue music. Las Chicas del Can, all girl group, and they played merengue. So, you know, we really was always super loud and cleaning and And we just, it was a lot of R&B, but Spanish ones. It was a lot of love songs. Mm. You know, back then there was less of all this is happening in music and a lot of more love making songs and stuff.
So was reggaeton like a thing or is that something new?
At all. The only thing that was a thing was reggae.
Okay.
You know, Shabba Ranks, for instance. You know what I mean? But reggaeton wasn't even, it came later. Like Roberto Calderon, who is one of the grandfathers of reggaeton, came a lot later.
Who sings Dame Más Gasolina?
Oh, that's Daddy Yankee.
Okay.
That came a lot later. That came with us in our maybe early 20s, 18, 19, 20. But in terms of as a child, there was a lot of salsa, merengue, bachata, some Spanish rap. Proyecto Uno was really popping back then.
I'm letting you know how old I am
because Proyecto Uno was kind of, it was popping at the time.
It's also the emphasis on the name.
Oh, well, you know, yo hablo español. I speak Spanish. So off top, man, I'm thinking about what song I probably, oh, Suavemente.
Besame.
Everybody knows that.
I know that. They play at the store.
That song has been on TV everywhere. And it was, I grew up on Elvis Crespo, is his name. Look at your face. Who actually sings that song. So, you know, Victor Manuel, Mark Anthony. You know what I mean?
I know him.
So that's actually what I grew up on. And then came, I think in college, I started to kind of really play my own songs and tell my mom that she needed to like chill, like we needed to play some Donnell Jones instead.
And
you know, I was an R&B kind of teenager and stuff. So yeah, that's what we played in my house. It was mad loud every weekend.
What was the first music video that you were like featured in, the first hip hop video?
That was the first hip hop video. You talking about like an indie or like an artist? Because you know, one of my ex-boyfriends, he was an artist, and I did some of his videos when we were popping on YouTube.
Okay.
So I did like In Your Sleep, and it was, you know, it was one of his videos. So I was actually, my first experience being on camera was being a supportive girlfriend on and off the camera. The love interest in real life and in the video. But I think my first real video, how do I not remember? I did the 50 Cent, Do You Think About Me video, Vivica A. Fox, myself. First video though, which one was my first? Wow.
Gotta dig through the archives.
I don't even have my phone. I would probably Google.
So what about the Do You Think of Me video? Like,
Do You Think About Me?
Do You Think of Me?
What do you think about me?
Do you, what I said?
Do You Think of Me?
The words are flowing. So what about the Do You Think of Me video?
Do You Think About Me?
God damn.
What are you asking me though? Because my experience of what? What do you want to ask?
I want to know how you felt on set. If that was like...
It was amazing. You know, your boyfriend in your head.
Yes.
He said, Curtis Jackson.
Yes.
He is very, very, he was very accommodating. It was a professional set. It was right before all that stuff really doesn't matter now. Like, you know, video vixens are not, you know, people aren't, it's not the same anymore. But he had, there was a trailer for me. My favorite flowers on a trailer. Like, you know, I was getting paid some real money. Everybody was very professional and polite. He came and he was very nice. He greeted us, the team. He made us feel comfortable. My favorite foods were there. Like, they really treated me like A-list, A1, an actual job. I had hair and makeup. They took care of wardrobe. There was actual mood board, like, you know, what they expected, what they wanted to see. I've only done a couple of videos, but it was one of the best jobs because it just felt like I was there to do a job and everybody was really nice. And then I went on set and I had this bra and panty because I was supposed to play the young girlfriends on there. Like, I think my name was Keisha, I think, whatever the case is. And 50 walks in with a shirt on and some jeans. And I turned around and I looked at him and I said, so why am I naked and you're not? And he was like, shirt! And all of a sudden people came and took his shirt off.
Oh, wow.
I just said, shirt.
That's so cool.
And that was like my first experience being around 50. And he said, I was like, why am I naked and you're not?
And he said, close my eyes and envision myself there.
And they said, and I said, yeah. And then somebody came and started rubbing oil on him. And then we got to the camera and we were just, you know, being flirty on the camera. I wasn't nervous. He made me feel comfortable.
I love that.
He made me feel comfortable.
I love that.
So it was a great experience.
Everything I could ever imagine. Yeah. Yes, that he would be.
I wish I would have known you back then, because then I would have just, you know, bought you the set and said, look.
I could have been the oil up girl.
I'm sure.
I could have rubbed them down.
But it was really, really nice. I've done a few more, but by far that was actually the best
experience. I love that. Yeah. He seems like a really awesome, like, person to work with.
Yeah, he was.
And so smart.
Very smart.
So smart. So I know for me, my taste in music has changed, like, drastically over the course of time, just from experiences. Like, I used to be a super duper deep into it R&B head, mm-hmm. to where now I'm, like, more into, like, rap, which is interesting because I never used to listen to rap. But I also don't really listen to a lot of the rap from today. I'm more of, like, a early 2000s rap girl, like, right. maybe 90s rap girl. How has things changed for you musically?
I've always been very moody when it comes to music. It's all about the vibe for me.
Mm-hmm.
So there's days when I wake up and I want to listen to old school R&B, and there's days when I wake up and I want to listen to what's happening today with music when mm-hmm. in terms of R&B. There's days if I'm on my way to the gym, I'm listening to Get Rich or Die Trying, or I'm listening to Mobb Deep, or I'm listening to Wu-Tang, or I listen to the gangster rap that'll make you want to smack somebody because I'm about to go in the gym. And then there's days I'd never work out to certain artists because I need something to hype me up.
Mm-hmm.
And there's days when I'm feeling soft and girly and I want to just pretend like Drake is singing to me, but he's not. But then in my head, you know. So it all depends on how I feel. There's days when I feel like I want to listen to merengue. Mm-hmm. So I've pretty much am, I take it day by day. Sometimes I'm listening to Sade, Karol G. Like, it all depends on how I feel. Today on my way here, I was listening to, I can never pronounce his name, Brent. What is it?
Brent Faiyaz?
Yes. That's who I was jamming. And because I was having such a rough day, his voice was kind of soothing to me. So I just closed my eyes for a minute. And as I just parked the car, closed my eyes and just sat there and listened to him. And he
took it.
Good.
Yeah.
So it's all about the mood. So Danae, so let's talk about music in terms of, like, just, you got married. You had a couple of weddings, right? You got
married twice, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell us about, you know, how'd you pick your songs?
So my husband was not helpful at all. I'm going to say that. It was weird because he's such a music head. Like, he loves music. But I think just in terms of the wedding, the name, the occasion, it kind of, like, stumped him a bit. So for me, I know the song he loved. So the song he walked down the aisle was Jay-Z and Beyonce, Bonnie and Clyde. Aww. Like, so he walked down by it. So gangster. And then, like, the bridesmaids walked down to the Tamia song, Share My Life, and Eric Benang with you. Me and my dad walked down to Wale.
Which one?
What's the song? Yes, if it's a question of my heart, and we two-step down. Very, very
good. I love that song.
We for sure was bopping and whopping down the aisle. And in terms of, like, the first dance song, we got married on our anniversary, on our 6-year anniversary, so we just Tony Tone.
Of course.
You
of
know?
Course. That is a classic.
Da-na-na-na. And also, every year while I was touring, because I went straight back to work after my son, he and my son would send me a video of them singing Anniversary. So it was, like, only right that we chose that song. And then we just told the DJ, like, we need a hype because we're about to be in here. Jay setting. It's a bunch of dancers here.
Yo,
we about to go crazy. I'm jumping up in this 10-pound dress, beads everywhere. I had to change and put on a little, like, romper fringe so I could be free.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, we got to be, it got to go up. Like Cardi B, goddamn.
Yeah, now I had a birthday, right, at this big age. And it started off as let me invite 10 friends, go to Dominican Republic and just kind of kick it in a resort and just have a weekend. And that invite turned into like 40 people.
Dang.
So then that became like a wedding without the groom.
Yeah,
it was
sure.
my birthday, but it became like I had to pick the chairs and the silverware and what song are you coming out to? And I'm like, this is not a wedding. This is my birthday.
That's so fun.
And no, wait, because it was 10 people. Now I'm having to pay for like 30 people. I was like, oh. And then next thing you know, I had to pick the song I was walking out to, the song I was dancing with my father with. Like, again, like I was turning 16 and when he changed my flats into heels. Now he's changing my heels into flats because the bitch was tired. And so it was a dinner, poolside, very sexy. And so I kind of, again, because I'm this moody music person, I started it off with some cool tunes. But then while we were eating, I was playing Gypsy King and then some Sade, everything that was slow so people could enjoy their meals. And then we went from like the ratchet to the turn up to the R&B back to the ratchet. And it was just, the playlist was amazing. I'm a little DJ. I played a lot of my Cardi. I played Rick Ross. And one of my favorites. He makes me feel rich every time I hear him. I don't know why. Every time I listen to, I feel like I'm on a yacht somewhere topless with champagne and like a nice chocolate 6 feet tall. I can go on.
Very nice.
And just topless.
Topless with the champagne had me
on a yacht and then just Rick Ross playing in the background. Oh,
that's bad.
Heaven.
Bad.
Yeah. So I'm really moody when it comes to music, but I love me some ratchet baby music.
I do. Because you know, I'm a heavy twerker.
Oh, I told you I had one cheek that ain't working now.
Stop.
But I love me some Coi Leray. I love some Latto.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot. I'm telling you, women are taking over.
This is a good time in music for the ladies.
Finally.
Mm-hmm.
We're back.
We're back.
Because I love you some MC Lyte, some Salt and Pepper.
Yes, Queen Latifah.
Yes.
Yo-Yo.
Yes, so it's a beautiful... We're in a nice space right now when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you listening to right now?
I've been listening to nothing because I've been at these concerts for work.
You're tired, huh?
I'm tired. So I drive in silence usually. But when I go to work, I definitely go out and see like the people that's performing. We saw the Foo Fighters the other day. We saw Lil Yachty the other day.
I love you
some Lil Yachty. It was so fun. No set. He had on a sweatsuit. Okay. So I was like, damn, where's his costume? But I guess you don't got to do that as a hip hopper. Just show up.
Not really not. Like, he's a rapper.
But it was, like, he was super fun. Like, he didn't need the heavy chains and all of that.
And
like,
he has great sense of humor, too. Good conversation. Mm-hmm. I've watched his podcast. He's just really funny.
Yeah, he was very fun to watch. Yeah.
So I'm
And, of course, Meg. But Meg is a great time. And she's been, like, throwing some other stuff in there that people never really get to see, like, some album cuts, which is fun. So for your big day... Not the birthday, but the wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a specific song you think you want to walk down the aisle to, a song that you would dance with your dad to, and a song that you would do your first dance to?
I need to go get the fucking the phone right now. I have to go on Spotify, on Tidal.
I've
always said I was going to have a mini concert for my wedding. Mm-hmm. So it'll probably be live, you know what I mean? Because I do got some friends out there. So I would really love to walk down to like Neo singing on stage. Like, you know, out the blue, surprise everybody, bong, Neo. And then come through again, bong, we dance with my father. And then chemistry comes on, Chem.
Come on.
And then boom, the first dance, then one of my rapper friends come on stage. Boom, hopefully he's not one of my exes. Boom, and he on stage, right? And then mine would be like a mini concert. Definitely Neo. I would love to have Adele and Kim. Kim is one of my favorites. So to me, my wedding is a concert.
So is that a live band or is it a DJ?
Of course there'll be a DJ and there'll be a couple of surprise, friends of mine on stage. But I think I would love to walk down one of Neil's beautiful songs. I've always envisioned that for some reason.
That's fun. I love that. I can see that for you. You like flowers too, so you can have tons of flowers.
Thanks, Danae.
Huh?
You know me. Huh?
I see it. I'm paying attention.
At this big age, I do love flowers. Early, younger Tahiri didn't care for them. My mom used to say, them just die. And I used to be like, oh. And then I grew up thinking, them, they die. If it doesn't come with a load of cash, I didn't want them.
All right, now.
And then at this big age, though, I've learned to appreciate them. I'm like, that is her. You know, as kids, you kind of listen to what your mom says and it kind of sticks with you sometimes. Subconsciously, you don't know. But now I love flowers.
I love that.
You love flowers?
I do. Tahiri.
Yes, darling.
Did I do it right? How would you say it with the accent?
Tahiri.
Yeah, I was way off.
You were way off.
I want to play a game.
Tahiri.
Tahiri.
You always want to play a game.
I want to play a game with you. Boo, 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 boo.
Is it the same game we play all the time?
No, this one is a little different.
Okay, let's go.
This one is called Nah or C.
C or Nah?
No. Nah or C. This one is a little different.
Yo, I can see already how you and your son be going back and forth about stuff. Because you just got me. I was like, wait a minute, what? So yes. This is why it's different. Okay.
It's a little different. So I'm going to ask you a question. And I want you to think about it, but quick fire. Like, I want you to answer so fast, no explanation. And I want you to say nah if you agree or C if it's okay, yes. Right, okay? Right. Boom. C. Sorry. Wrong game. Nah or C, Trump was a better president than Biden.
Dang, I'm gonna say C.
Damn.
Don't kill me, people. What do you think?
Nah or C.
What do you think? You're not gonna leave me out here to burn with the...
You're not gonna burn, because I'm sure there's people that agree.
No, that's all right, go ahead. See, I mean, just, I wanna know what you think, partner, Brian.
They scare me both. They both scare me.
Let's keep it
scare
real.
Me both as well.
Whatever, keep going.
See, not or see, damn, I'm fucking up. Never give the guy who wanted you for years a chance.
I have, so I'm gonna say, give him a chance.
See.
Give him a chance, I mean, yeah, I guess give him a chance.
Nah or C, all couples should share their location.
No.
Nah. Nah or C, don't ask, don't tell.
Nah. I mean, there's certain things you have to talk about. Stop frying, even if I don't ask. Continue, you said not to, you told me not to talk.
Nah or C, we are losing recipes.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Recipes.
All right, so you know how usually people pass down recipes in their family. It's tradition.
Traditionals,
yeah. Now the women are just like either freestyling and it's not that good or just not cooking at all.
Well, I'm a traditional woman, but I really don't like the kitchen, although I've been in the kitchen. And if I love you, I'm in the kitchen. Yes, we're losing recipes.
So
sorry, Ben. Like, if these women are rough, they want Chanel bags and Instagram. They want to
damn.
Post. They just want to
post. See, I'm saying C.
They
want to
be in Dubai. Nobody
some of
cook.
The shit don't be good out here. Nah or C, pussy gets better with time.
I don't know. I don't. What you said, pussy? I'm like, I don't know. I don't sleep with women. I don't know.
But did yours get better over time?
Oh no, everything gets better with time.
So C.
Sex, badge.
Like wine.
Relationships.
Moral.
Thoughts. Decisions.
Nah or C, Rush Hour is a better franchise than Bad Boys.
Oh.
I'm gonna say nah. Oh, look at us.
Yeah, we can agree finally.
Braid it in sync. Nah or C, getting closure is overrated.
C, because the closure was already and everything, that the reason why relationship is not no longer valid.
I don't know. I may have to tap into this.
You don't need closure. The closure wasn't disrespect. The closure was the reason why you broke up with somebody and they broke up with you. Like, I mean, sometimes you don't even need to talk about shit. It's just done.
Does it matter about the amount of time you were together, or like, what if you had a great relationship and then...
I used to believe in closure.
Uh-huh.
Every relationship is different. A last relationship is nothing to talk about. You did what you did and I don't... You, that's my closure. That's my lick back. You don't see me again.
Mm.
You could just swipe.
So you don't need the conversation anymore?
I don't need it from
or
him.
Does it depend on how it's over?
I don't need it from him. Yeah, I don't need it from him.
Oh, from the last relationship.
Yeah, but
from others, you've gotten closure.
Yeah, I've probably thought I needed some closure.
Okay. Yeah. I agree. I think, well, you said nah. I'm going to say C.
You need closure?
I do.
Sometimes it's nothing to talk about.
I be having stuff to say. I be having stuff to get off my chest.
Like, yes,
and I'm not about to walk around holding this stuff in and now I'm mad and I'm taking it to the next one. No, let me tell you exactly how I feel.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just extra.
And get it out.
Women just want to be extra.
Like, very. Sometimes. And you be slicing tires.
I never slid a tire. No, I never slid a tire.
No?
Nope.
You look like you might have.
I tried. The knife was too
weak. See?
I'm joking. Yeah, you know what? I am joking, guys. Don't take everything that I say serious.
Okay.
But I know some other things, if you know what I mean.
Sugar in the tank.
That was movie shit. I never really believed it worked. Does it work?
I'm not that cool or that creative, so no. I've just seen it in the films.
Okay.
But thank you for playing my game.
Wow. This one was a little better than the last one.
Damn.
Oh, Lord, what do you want me to show? I'm not getting up. No.
Hold on.
I said that's what you're going to get.
Teach me a little something.
No, I'm not getting up. What is?
Show me in the chair. Is this 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7?
Yeah. It's 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, turn.
And a turn.
You could turn. You could do all that. You could shimmy.
Well, thank you.
Wine.
Let me go to the club. I'm ready. Oh, wine and not twerking.
Well, wine.
So no bounce.
Yeah, the bounces, we didn't really bounce back then.
Okay.
We did a lot of the ab work.
Word.
Yeah.
Okay, Shakira's. Very nice.
When the merengue comes on, it's just a 1, 2. It's not even that hard. Salsa's actually harder. Merengue is just 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah, both go to the same side. Yeah, turn. You do a lot of the ab work. You do a lot of the whining, but not the twerking. You get close. It's kind of like dirty dancing.
Mm. And you know what, too, what I noticed, like, from watching? Y'all get that smolder. Mm-hmm. Like, it gets very steamy.
Yeah.
It's very, very nice.
Romantical.
I love that. Well, thank you. Thank you for the tips. I could go to the club. I could go to Zeichman.
I hate you.
I could go crazy now on the merengue on the 1, 2, 1, 2.
Still gotta see you twerk someday, and you know, one day you're gonna teach me.
I gotta wear the right pants so that I make sure it moves.
Okay.
So that it go.
You heard it here first, people.
Yes. Well, thank y'all for tuning on in to At This Big Age with T&D. You like that?
Okay, closer. That was the closer we needed, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, like, subscribe, let us know what you want us to talk about. Comment.
Share. Shout out to 333 Lounge for hosting this.
Shout out to Brooklyn. Send us in some questions. Any questions you guys have, I am ready to talk about it all.
And yeah, I love that.
Thanks, Sinead, your game. See you now. Now we'll see whatever it is that, you know, depending on the way she wakes up in the morning, now or see.
Uh-huh.
It's fun.
You got it. Yay. Okay. I'll see you next time.
Bye.
Good night.